Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
The words of Agur, son of Jacob, in his utterances, his prophesying, his oracle. This man declared to Ithiel and Ucal, sounds like a college in California. Ithiel and Ucal. Now, Agur is a prophet, but there's not a whole lot known about him. He got included in the Book of Wisdom here with Solomon's writings. He appears to be quite the philosopher and deep thinker. His name means gatherer, one that collects. And he's going to speak on the subject of wisdom, and wisdom is, as you'll see, is not something... as he speaks on it, is not something that mankind has. Mankind does not possess wisdom. So in verse 2, he says, this is quite a stunning little confession he's going to make, starting out his message. Considered starting out this way many a Sunday morning. Surely I am more stupid than any man. I am the most stupid than any man. I do not have the understanding of a man. I am stupid. I don't know anything. I neither learned wisdom, nor have I the knowledge of the Holy One. I know nothing. And that's where he starts. And that's where really every one of us should start, at the bottom, confessing our bankruptcy in the human condition. We don't know anything. What do we know? What do we know how to do? We don't know anything. The Bible says, Jeremiah says, Jeremiah 10:23, and this is a great verse. Jeremiah says this, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. Man's way, for man to be able to find his way in this life, to do the right thing, to make the right decisions, to come out with the right conclusions, it's just not in him to do that. We don't have the ability to do that. And so it is not in man, he says in verse 10:23 of Jeremiah, it is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. It's just not in him. Man was never equipped to direct his own life. Man wasn't created that way. Adam was not created to direct his own life. Adam was created to be a responder to God. Adam was created to walk in the cool of the day with God every single day of his life. Adam was created to have fellowship with God. Adam was created to receive his guidance and his leadership from God Almighty. Adam was never created to live separate from God, to be independent of God, to make his own decisions apart from God. He was never created for that. When man fell in the garden, when Adam fell in the garden, Adam began to produce offspring in Genesis 5:3. He produced offspring like himself, separate and independent from God. So now you have a whole human race being born into a situation where they are making decisions for themselves that they have never been created to make. It's not in their creative design. And when he went to the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, that's what the choice was. The choice was, are you going to go to the tree of life and allow the guidance and leadership of God to direct your life? Or are you going to go to the knowledge of good and evil and make your own decisions? What are you going to do? You're going to make up your own mind and figure you're smart enough to choose the right thing all the time and make the best decisions for your life? Or are you going to go to God and get God's direction for your life? What is it going to be? And of course, if you go to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then we know what happens. Judges 17, verse 6, a verse that everyone here probably has heard before. It says, in those days there was no king to rally around or to lead them, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. So every man is living off of the tree of knowledge. They're not going to God to find out what's right to do. They're doing that which was right in their own eyes, how I see it. And it's always, well, I think or I feel this is how it should be. And that's the way they went. And the result is disaster. There is a way, and from Proverbs 14:12, there's a way that seems right. Now they're doing right in their own eyes. And here's a way that seems right in their own eyes to a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction and death. So man is incapable of choosing the right paths. He may get a couple of things right, but mostly they're wrong. And what happens to him is he's going to end up with destruction and death. Look at the world we live in. We live in a world that is filled with people choosing for themselves without God's divine guidance what to do, how to think. And the result is what we have. Wars everywhere, conflict everywhere, death and dying everywhere, starvation going on. We have all kinds of problems in the world. Crime and violence. Everything goes on in the world because you have a human race living off the tree of knowledge of good and evil, choosing for themselves what is right. Choosing for themselves and not availing themselves to the guidance and to the direction and to the leadership of having God in their lives. If that would happen, you know, people like to complain, look, why does God allow this? Why does God allow that? Because man chose that. He chose to live without divine leadership in his life. And that's the result. If people would listen to God, if all 7 billion of us listened to God, you wouldn't have any of that going on. Zero. Nobody would be starving. Nobody would be in wars. Nobody would be doing any of those things. We'd all be under divine guidance. But that's not happening. We have a free volition. We have a free will. And the majority of people on this planet have chosen to live without divine leadership. They have chosen to go separate. They were born separate from God, and they continue to choose to live separate from God, even when offered the opportunity to receive Christ as their Savior and to yoke up with somebody who will guide them through and will take them through whatever they might face. So the tree of life is seeking divine guidance and leadership, while the tree of knowledge we choose for ourselves. That's Genesis 2:17, if you want the verse. And then Agur turns his attention to the source of wisdom. First he says he's stupid, he's got nothing, he's bankrupt. It's not found in me, I don't have wisdom. But there is somebody where wisdom can be found. Wisdom is the ability to choose God's choices. God gives you wisdom so you can choose his choices. Without wisdom, you choose your choices. And your choices are often and mostly opposite of God's choices. So he gives us wisdom. And where's the wisdom come from? He who ascended into heaven, verse 4, and also descended first and became a man. He who gathered the wind in his fists. He who bound the waters in a garment. He who establishes all the ends of the earth. What is his name? And what is his son's name? If you know. Do you know the Lord? He's the one that ascends and descends. He's the one that gathers. He's the one that has the waters bound in a garment. He establishes to the ends of the earth. This great and mighty God. Do you know his name? Do you know who he is? In verse 5, every word that comes from this God is pure. There's no hidden agenda. There is no ulterior motives in it. There is nothing. It is absolutely pure. Every word. And he is a shield to those who put their trust in him. So we are to walk in wisdom, Colossians 5 and verse 4. That's one of the mandates of the New Testament. It's one of the things Paul said Christians ought to do. You ought to walk in wisdom in your life. Where's that wisdom going to come from? You don't have it inside of you. It has to come from outside of you and be put inside of you. So we have wisdom. We are told that it is not going to be the wisdom of the world. Paul said in chapter 1 or chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, he said in those verses 4, 5, and 6, he said, not the wisdom of man, not the wisdom of this world. Not what the world thinks wisdom is. Not what man calls wisdom. But this is a wisdom that goes beyond humankind. It goes beyond. It is a wisdom that comes from God. It is the ability to choose godly choices in this life. And Paul said we are to walk, make our steps, make our decisions with godly wisdom. And that wisdom, James tells us, the Lord's brother, in his epistle, he says that wisdom in James 3:17 needs to come from above. It needs to come down from above, James 3:17, wisdom from above. Not man's wisdom, not the world's wisdom, but wisdom from above needs to come down, and it needs to find its place in my heart so that I can utilize it in the making the decisions of my life, the big decisions, the small decisions. I can use wisdom to do it. Wisdom can guide me when it comes from God. It is His divine guidance system. And how would it, wouldn't every one of us love to know what the godly thing to think, act, and do, and to say every single day of our life? Wouldn't it be good to know what God wants me to think, what God wants me to say, what God wants me to do? What an amazing blessing that is. God wants to put wisdom in our hearts and have wisdom available in our minds so that we can be equipped for life's circumstances. Romans 12:2 calls it the renewing of the mind so that we will know the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. To know the will of God, to know what God would want us to do, we have to have our minds renewed with wisdom from above, with wisdom sent down from God to give us what we don't have in ourselves. And what we've never learned all through life because we've lived at the tree of knowledge. We've only done what we wanted to do and what we felt like we should do. And to be honest, many believers, many Christians really don't even want God's wisdom and guidance in their life. They want God's blessing in their life, but they don't want God's guidance in their life. They don't really want to know what God wants them to do. They just want to do what they want to do and have God bless them. And so they're always crying out, bless me, bless me, bless me, but never lead me, guide me. What do I do, Lord? You don't see that. They don't stand on chairs and rally for that. They stand on chairs and rally for the new prosperity blessing they're going to get, but not for the direction of God in their life, which is paramount. Because really, if God blesses the life He's given, you're asking for a blessing outside of His name. Don't tell me what to do.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Westable England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and